Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sarwinski. On today's program, I am privileged to be joined by Perry Middle School Principal Sean Kruger. Sean, thank you so much for joining me today.
It's a pleasure to be here today. Thanks for having me.
So we're continuing our back-to-school themes for the week here with our Let's Talk programs. And so we wanted to bring you in here to talk about basically everything to do with back-to-school, specifically for the middle school. So first of all, take us through the first couple days and really the weeks that led up to that.
Sure, you bet. Well, beginning of the school year is an exciting time, I think, for students, but also for staff. After coming off a summer break, I think everybody's rejuvenated, excited, anxious to get back into the flow of things. And so leading up to that, we have professional growth going on during the summer. A lot of people think teachers are off that whole time, but there is learning that occurs for them. We had several teachers come in and do little mini camps. They worked on curriculum, worked on their standards for this upcoming year. We had a group of middle school teachers that came in, and we spent a day just looking at some of our interventions for students, math and reading more specifically, and then just figuring out how we could best meet our students' needs. And that leads us into the hiring. We finalize hiring in the summer, and then we bring our new teachers in for 3 days where they do a lot of procedural things, a lot of district and building-wide procedural learning that they need, kind of the nuts and bolts, if you will, to prepare them for the year. And then we get the whole staff together for 4 days leading into that first day of school. During those 4 days, our staff participates in district meetings as well as building meetings, and then they also have some time to prepare the rooms and get ready for the students' lesson plans, etc.
All right, so talk a little bit about your new staff. How many did you have, and what sort of subjects are they covering this year?
Sure, yeah, we have 6 new staff this year. We have Mrs. Cannaday is our ESL teacher. Mrs. McDivitt is 6th grade reading. And then we have Mrs. Pettyjohn and Mrs. Newland, who are 7th grade special ed teachers. And then Mr. Mortensen is a 7th grade social studies teacher. And then we've also added Mr. Lyons, Aaron Lyons, who has coached boys basketball. He will be our ISS supervisor. We also hired a new librarian this year, Mrs. Butler. And so we're excited to have a full-time librarian on staff for our district.
Absolutely. Now, looking back at last year, it was the first year of a couple different programs. That was Capturing Kids' Hearts and the Success Room. Take us through the second year of these programs and if there's going to be any tweaks or the excitement around them, really.
Sure, absolutely. I think with both, it's just continually evaluating both those programs and looking forward to see how we can grow those and better implement them to meet the needs of our students. Some of our new staff trained in the Capturing Kids' Hearts. We have a couple that were unable to attend, so they will be either attending during this school year or next summer. So we'll keep all of our staff trained on that. The big thing with Capturing Kids' Hearts is that we just want to continue to build those skills and become better overall as a school in implementing those processes for our students. And then with the Success Room, we felt that it went really well last year. We overall felt that we were able to meet the needs of several of those students who just really struggled on our campuses with all of the things going on that you have in a school building, you know, 400 kids passing at the same time, 9 different teachers in a day. And that can just be a lot for certain students. And by going to the Success Room and just having, I'd say, less going on for them, just a more stable environment where things aren't changing constantly, we saw a lot of growth in several of our students there. So we just want to continue growing both of those programs throughout the year.
Absolutely. Now, as far as new programs are concerned, you have a new class that focuses on the STEM initiative, correct?
That is true. Yep. Science, technology, engineering, and math. We were very fortunate that Mr. Hofer, who had taught 6th grade math for us, had been doing a STEM club after school. And we were able to add on the STEM elective for our students. And so Mr. Hofer is taking that class over. And then we had a math lab teacher, Mrs. Hewlett, who then will be teaching the 6th grade math. So Mr. Hofer last year spent a couple days going across Iowa. I think he was as far north as Spirit Lake, Iowa. He was to Des Moines visiting other STEM classrooms just to get a feel for the projects and STEM initiatives that worked well for their students. And then that gave him a starting point for our kids this year. It should be a really fun elective for our students, very hands-on and engaging.
Absolutely. What would you say to kids and even their parents to encourage them to give this elective a try? Because obviously it's elective, it's not required.
You know, if it fits your schedule, I'd highly recommend that every student try to take it at least one time during their middle school career. It can sound a little intimidating with science, technology, engineering, and math. However, Mr. Hofer's goal is to just make it very hands-on to where any student could come in and find a project and a variety of activities that will suit everybody. So it should be a really hands-on, engaging, entertaining class.
For sure. Now, another new program that's not new to the district, but is new to your building is the IJAG program, moving that into the middle school. So take us through how the kids will basically get started in it now.
Sure. We're very fortunate to add IJAG onto the middle school. Last spring, the IJAG people came to us and indicated that they had money to expand IJAG from the high schools down into the middle schools. And there's already some middle schools that have the program. So we were lucky enough, the board approved the IJAG program for the middle school. We hired Mrs. Kilmer, a local person, to take over that program. And with that, we'll be able to offer our 7th and 8th graders a small group setting just to work on skills that will better prepare them for high school and life after high school, whether that be college, work, military, etc.
All right, and so that's Iowa Jobs for America's Graduates, and very exciting that it's getting an earlier start in Perry now.
Yeah, definitely. And we had several kids who immediately when they heard that we were having that, had talked to the counselors about getting signed up for that program because they maybe had a brother, sister, or cousin or somebody who had taken it in the high school, and they heard about everything that the program offers students in the high school. So they were looking forward to taking advantage of that while as middle schoolers.
Absolutely. Well, one last thing I want to ask you about today is student activities. Obviously, there's a large amount of activities that happen in the fall, and you'd like to encourage the kids to give them a try, correct?
Absolutely. Middle school is a great time for students just to explore and to try new things and just to get involved. You know, they can be very low stress activities. We have middle school band, choir, cheerleading, football, volleyball, and several of those teams will have a A team, a B team, maybe even a C team. So anybody can participate at any level. It's just about getting involved, trying out a variety of activities. You know, as a student, you just never know what you might really enjoy and become passionate about. So yes, definitely get involved. We encourage parents to encourage your students to get involved in something.
All right. If people are interested in joining any of these teams or groups or anything like that, how can they go about getting involved in that?
Probably the simplest way is just to call Perry Middle School 465-3531, and then we can direct them in the right direction.
All right. Well, Perry Middle School Principal Sean Kruger, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
No, I think that's about it. Just looking forward to a great year with our middle school students. Thanks for having me.
All right. Well, thank you for joining me. I appreciate it very much. That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Sean Kruger. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sirwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.